So you have to start off the intro to your podcast with a thank you, right? Because like, who am I? Who like you just downloaded a podcast on a whim. You probably like saw some keywords in the description that made you think, "Hey, this is going to be pretty cool. Maybe I should give it a try." So, thanks for reading keywords and thinking that they were interesting. I hope the rest of the podcast is as interesting, of course, but I want to just quickly point out the weird stroke of fate that led you to this moment right now where you and I are connecting, where I'm time traveling into the future, talking to you, listener. It's sort of bizarre to me, but it's cool. Podcasting is time travel. I love it. I love it. So, hello, future you. Please get in touch with future me. You can find me on Twitter. I'm n at Not Matcha. And I'm at Not Matcha because at Matcha, who is a very interesting human being, way more interesting than I am. He's a handyman or an electrician in Oklahoma. Very, very smart guy. Anyway, follow him, I guess. But also follow me at Not Matcha if you want to get in touch. I'm also on Anchor. You can go to anchor.fm/matcha. The other Matcha is not on Anchor yet, so I got that one before he did. I'm going to rub it in his face. Anyway, so hey, thank you. Thank you, and get in touch. And I bet you're wondering what we're going to talk about. Well, that's a very good question. I don't know. I mean, I do know. Of course, I know, right? Of course, I know exactly what it is that I want to talk about. But honestly, I want you to tell me what we're going to talk about. The purpose of this podcast is very, very simple. You go on the internet and you get depressed, right? I mean, like at the end of the day, you go and you look at baby pictures and they're cute and puppy videos, they're cute. But like if you look at the way that things are moving generally, if you look at the big picture, if you zoom out, right, the trolls, the fake news and all of that crap, there's a lot of really bad stuff, really ugly stuff, really terrible stuff that happens on the internet or that originates from the internet or that is empowered by the internet. And I want to kind of like create a little cove on the internet where we just talk about really beautiful things. Because look, there are a lot of beautiful things that happen everywhere in the world, right? And those things come to life on the internet in ways that maybe we don't recognize or that we're a little bit blind to because there's so much other big, weighty stuff going on. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about beautiful things and only about beautiful things. That's the only thing that we're going to talk about here. And also, I'm going to read some poetry, which may or may not be beautiful. Yeah, that's the deal. So let's talk about something beautiful. This week, something beautiful actually starts off with two not beautiful things. We saw two celebrity deaths recently from suicide, from Anthony Bourdain and Kate Spade. And on Twitter, I saw a number of conversations about mental health, advocating for better mental health care in the United States and asking friends who they knew were suffering from these kinds of from anxiety and depression and these kinds of illnesses that make you more prone to suicide, asking people to seek help, to not suffer in silence, and asking people who knew people who are suffering from these diseases to proactively reach out to tell them they're not alone. And that in itself was something that was beautiful. But I want to point out one particular little bit of beauty. It comes from a woman named Nicole Cliffe, who's a writer. She writes for Slate and Vulture and Elle and a variety of other publications. She said, "If you're putting off picking up your meds refill because you can't pay for it, or you're behind in paying your sliding scale shrink and dodging them, tell me. We need you on this side of the ground." What she was offering to do was to remove the barrier, remove one of the barriers to seeking help, right? If money was the only thing that was preventing you from seeking the help, the care that you need to be healthy, if that was the only thing that was, putting you at risk, then she could remove that barrier, right? She has the means to do it. And so people started responding to her. And as far as I can tell, she responded to every single person who requested for her help, which was amazing in itself. $150 here to pay for a medication, or $300 to catch up with the bills for their shrink. Or I can't, afford this copay of $32. And she took care of them. She messaged every one of them, and those who she couldn't keep up with, she said, "I'll come back to you, I promise." And it was beautiful because what she realized was that everyone has a means by which they can overcome someone else's barriers for them. Right? So what I mean is, there are people who can't seek the help that they deserve simply because they lack the funds. And for someone like Nicole, funds are something that come, they're easily available to her. They're readily available. She has lots of them. To the point where someone else had asked if they could help her, contribute funds to her so that she could help more people. And she said, "No, thank you. I'm very rich." Very bluntly. But we all have something like that. She is fortunate in that she has, she's fortunate in that she has this extra money, but we all have something extra. We have extra time. We have extra energy. We have extra words that we can write. We have extra goods and services. We have skills and expertise that we can lend, and all of us can do it. We can do it. We can do it via Twitter. We can help. A lot of times we get preoccupied with our own barriers. And of course we do. We're only human, right? We only have one set of eyes. We can only see the world from one vantage point. So of course we get preoccupied with our own problems, but it's worth recognizing that other human beings have barriers too. And that sometimes we have the means to support people in overcoming those barriers. Especially in cases of life and death, it is a moral obligation that we do so. So that was the beautiful thing. The beautiful thing this week was a tweet from Nicole Cliff. And I want to thank her, and I want to thank you for listening to it. I'll put up a link on Anchor and in the show notes. And make sure that you guys can see all of the beauty that happens. I really, really encourage reading the thread because it's one of those experiences that you have on the internet where you're just reading and the kindness of another person brings you to tears. I get choked up talking about it right now, right? Some of these tweets are just amazing. So please go follow Nicole because she's an amazing human being. And I had not heard of her prior to today, and I read a series of tweets, and as my dad said, "I know everything I need to know about you," right? My dad would say that kind of thing when someone did something that spoke to their character. And I will vouch for Nicole Cliff's character based solely on this on this one exchange that she had with a number of people on Twitter. So there's our something beautiful for today. As this is the intro podcast, I actually do have a poem that I think is relevant. And I have absolutely no idea if you're in the mood for poetry or not. But after hearing a story about something beautiful, I feel like maybe contributing a little bit of my own what I perceive to be beauty. I'm very self-deprecating about poetry. I'm sorry about that. So I feel like contributing something that I find beautiful as well to the world. So quick break, and then we'll get into some poetry. So So a quick note before we get into the poetry. If you're listening to this on Anchor, you're going to see a title card with a URL in it. Don't click on the URL. I mean, you can click on the URL. It's fine. Nothing bad's going to happen. But that is actually not a link. It's the title of the poem. So I write poetry about the internet. So all of the titles of my poems are all either URLs or bits of code or that kind of thing. So yeah, the name of this poem is permanence.com sort equals newest, or permanence for short. Should curious spiders go crawling on copper feet following the 0101 tickles, the breadcrumbs, the path that you've left, they'll find you, should they go. We laughed when they said it was written in ink. It is, just disappearing, just a spot on an infinitely expansive Rorschach. And what do you see when you zoom all the way out, and does it look at all like you? And is it good for anything but staring at? And is that why you've come here, to stare? And when you try to cram a lifetime's worth of staring into the top five things to tell yourself to get some fucking sleep tonight, how many will you come up with? Will you even publish it? Your tree is falling. Who will hear it? And will it sound at all like you? The gull screeches a mile out at sea. The sea is vast, but these few drops are yours, and should some intrepid explorer go looking for them, they will find you here, should they go. And do you go looking yourself? Do you seek other specks in the ocean? Do you bottle them, make them yours? Are they ink? Do they stain you? Do you belong to them forever? Or do they pass between your fingers back into the vast and unknowable? Meaningful in that an ocean without drops is not an ocean, meaningless in that each new drop makes all the others less significant, each new drop so quickly forgotten. Time is attention, nothing is forever. And that feeling you get when you stare at the ocean, when you scroll its bottomless depths, that feeling of despair and insignificance, does it feel at all like you? So that's it. That's the whole show. It's quick, and I hope it's beautiful. That's sort of the point, right? I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, all the way from the past, for listening to this podcast, this little audio experiment that we have going on. I had a lot of fun doing it. I always have a lot of fun with podcasts, but I have more fun when I actually get to talk to the people who listen to and hopefully are moved by the things that I put out there. So please get in touch with me, even if it's just to say hello. But especially if you have something beautiful that you'd like to share, I would love to talk about it on this podcast. So again, you can find me at Not Matt Shaw on Twitter, anchor.fm/Matt Shaw. Please reach out to me. I'm very much looking forward to hearing about all of the beautiful things that you see on the internet and sharing them with hopefully the broader audience, the whole world. Again, thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I'll talk to you next time. Until then, stay beautiful.